This is St. Louis Public Radio. Hundreds of church bells of the St. Louis Archdiocese and other local congregations have hung silent since yesterday, Holy Thursday, but will sound again, as is tradition, for Easter Vigil on Saturday. For generations, the handmade metal signals have called on local communities to mark the significant moments of life. St. Louis Public Radio's Joseph Leahy tells us why they're still so important to many in the modern world.
The first bell to arrive in the St. Louis region hangs in the museum behind the old cathedral downtown. It was cast in 1772 of bronze and 200 silver pieces, a gift from the local Spanish lieutenant governor to the first church founded here along the Mississippi. The largest bell in Missouri, by diameter at least, weighs nearly 3 tons and is nested with 3 others a few blocks northwest at Christ Church Cathedral. Brett Ferrari volunteers to pull one of the bell ropes in the belfry on the first Sunday of each month to mark the beginning of service.
That big bell, you have to warm it up. You have to pull it and pull it and pull it and get it halfway swinging before you can actually lay into it and make it ring.
Christ Church's steel bells were brought from Germany for the 1904 World's Fair, but most of those still sounding in church towers today were made of bronze here in St. Louis by the Stuckstetty family.
There wasn't just one Stuckstetty foundry, there were 2 Stuckstetty bell foundries.
Carl Zimmerman is probably the region's foremost campanologist or tower bell historian.
You know, everybody's got to be interested in something unless they're going to die of boredom, and bells has been my thing.
He says the Stuckstetty family, at first 2 brothers and later their descendants, cast thousands of bells for churches large and small across the country between 1855 and 1961.
Not only that, there were a couple of dozen other companies that made or at least sold bells right here in St. Louis. Who knew?
Zimmerman has documented more than 1,000 bells still nested in towers across the region. 4 fine examples of Stuckstetty bells still in use can be found in the tallest bell tower in St. Louis at St. Francis de Sales Oratory on Gravois. The bells were recently retrofitted with an automated system that can swing or strike them with mechanical hammers. Canon David Silvey says, however, there have been some drawbacks to the modern design.
The system was taken out by a lightning strike just a couple days ago, and so part of the main board will without doubt have to be replaced to get that system running again.
The new bell system is the latest part of restoration efforts that saved St. Francis from closing in the mid-2000s due to declining attendance. But when Catholic churches are abandoned or torn down, as many have been in the area, most of the bells wind up at the Archdiocese Reclamation Facility in Afton. Deacon Joe Streckfuss oversees the reclaimed artifacts here.
I do this every once in a while.
That's another Stuckstetty, one that recently came from Assumption Catholic Church in Herculaneum that was demolished last year.
There are priests using chalices that are maybe back to the 17th century. So same thing goes with the bells like this. It's passed on from this time to the next time.
Removing or restoring bells can often be too expensive, and some churches in the region have found it simpler to install large speakers in their towers instead. Campanologist Carl Zimmerman says, despite the convenience,
no matter how accurately the electronics folks try to imitate the sound, you just can't really imitate the sound of a swinging bell.
He says the great effort and care given to keeping the bells sounding is testament to their enduring value in the communities for whom they toll. I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.